You are listening to Hyped on Tea, the show that takes you on a global journey through the world of tea on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. My name is Josh Hypes and I'm your host. Last week we followed the story of Lu Yu, the first man to write about tea. This week we will do a deep dive into the world of oolong tea, breaking down the different types of oolong tea and the perfect way to enjoy this type of tea. We are so happy to have you listening today, so let's dive on in. Oolong tea, whose name can be translated to black dragon in Chinese, is a partially oxidized tea mainly cultivated in China and Taiwan. The tea's name comes from its spirally curled leaves and unique flavor. Historians believe oolong tea originated during the Ming Dynasty as a luxury made exclusively for the emperor and his court. Historians debate the reasons for this. Some posit that oolong tea was a form of tribute paid by the lesser lords to the emperor as a tax for his protection, while some attribute the mythological origin of oolong tea to a man named Wu Long, who supposedly allowed his tea leaves to oxidize after being distracted by a deer during harvest. As time passed, the tea grew in popularity, especially during the 19th century in the Qing Dynasty, with the introduction of Ti Kuan Yin, or Iron Goddess of Mercy, oolong tea, and the rise of the Gung Fu tea ceremony. The Qing Emperor was so captivated by the beauty of Ti Kuan Yin tea that it became emblematic of the dynasty's political and military control. Meanwhile, in the Chinese colony of Taiwan, tea production began in the 18th century and quickly expanded throughout the island. The island's diverse weather conditions, because of its mountainous landscapes and low coastal plains, allowed for the production of teas with a variety of different flavors. Since 1970, the tea industry in Taiwan has expanded dramatically in line with the rest of the economy because of the nation's strong tea culture and high domestic demand, especially for oolong tea. Most Taiwanese tea is bought and used in Taiwan. There are several different types of oolong tea because of its cultivation and production methods. Oolong tea occupies a middle ground between green and black tea. The tea undergoes partial oxidation and fermentation, resulting in a distinctive blend of flavors that range from a sweet, fruity, honey taste to a robust, woody, and smoky flavor profile. The tea's appearance can range between a jade green to a more amber color. Some of the most popular variants of oolong tea include Ti Kuan Yin, or Iron Goddess of Mercy, Da Heng Pao, or Big Red Robe, and Bao Zhong, or Pu Chong, which is a Taiwanese type of tea. Here's how you can brew your own cup of oolong tea. Start by heating up a kettle to around 195 to 205 degrees Fahrenheit. After this is complete, scoop about 5 milligrams or 1 teaspoon of oolong tea into a strainer placed over a mug. Then add your hot water and let the tea steep for up to 3 minutes. In the end, you will have a rich cup with a beautiful amber appearance, depending on the type of tea that you're using. For example, Bao Zhong or Pu Chong has much more of that jade appearance that we were talking about earlier. And that is your introduction to oolong tea. Though we have only scratched the surface, thank you for listening. This was the 5th episode of Hyped on Tea, and I hope you're hooked on tea. You are listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.